Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Yemen's Houthi rebels are withdrawing forces from three key ports this weekend. The pullout, a result of a United Nations brokered peace agreement aimed at ending the country's four-year-long civil war. NPR's Lama El-Aryan has details.
The UN's Redeployment Coordination Committee said the troop redeployment was a first practical step on the ground under the pact. This marks the first major breakthrough in peace efforts to end a war that has killed tens of thousands of people and brought Yemen to the brink of famine. The UN mission says it will monitor the redeployment. Under the agreement, pro-government forces are expected to leave positions around the outskirts of Hodeidah. But the UN statement did not mention a similar move by pro-government forces, who are backed by a Saudi-UAE-led military coalition. Lama El-Aryan, NPR News, Beirut.
Authorities in Texas warning residents to avoid eating seafood from an area of Galveston Bay and are monitoring air quality in the region. NPR's Amy Held reports a normally bustling Houston Ship Channel remains partially closed amid a toxic chemical spill following a barge collision.
State health officials are advising people not to eat any seafood harvested from the northern portion of Galveston Bay for now, after a tanker and a tug pushing two barges collided Friday. The ship pierced the tank of one barge, leading to all 9,000 barrels of reformate, a gasoline additive, to spill into the water. Some residents have complained of a noxious odor. Health officials say close contact with reformate can cause headache and eye irritation. They're monitoring air quality around the coast and say they've found no readings above actionable levels. Officials say it could have been worse. 25,000 barrels of reformate on the other barge remain contained, and they're seeking to remove the tank from the water. Amy Held, NPR News.
The arrest of a man in Houston is being called the first major break in the case of a missing four-year-old girl. The man police have in custody is 26-year-old Darion Vince. He reported the abduction of Malia Davis last week, and he's charged with evidence tampering. The effort to rescue North America's most endangered bird celebrated a milestone. Amy Green, member station WMFE in Orlando, reports on the release of the captive-bred Florida grasshopper sparrows.
Two males and a female were released on the Central Florida Prairie, a region not far from Walt Disney World, where the world's last remaining population is found. Some 80 Florida grasshopper sparrows remain on the prairie. Larry Williams of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the captive-bred sparrows will supplement the wild population.
They opened up the pen, and the birds didn't move immediately. It took them a little while, but eventually the birds all flew out on their own, and they're out on the prairie, hopefully doing what wild sparrows do now.
Loss of habitat and nest predation are blamed as primary reasons for the sparrows' downward spiral.
And you're listening to NPR News. The death toll from this weekend's attack on a five-star hotel in Pakistan is climbing. Authorities now say at least eight people were killed, including three of the gunmen who attacked the Pearl Continental Hotel in the southwestern port city of Kawater. The Balochistan Liberation Army is claiming responsibility. Catholics in Sri Lanka attending their first regular Sunday Mass since the deadly Easter attacks, which killed more than 250 people. Shushmita Patak has more.
After the Easter attacks on churches and luxury hotels, officials had been urging Sri Lankans to pray at home and avoid religious centers. Faithful had been following Mass broadcast live on TV. Today, as parishioners made their way to church, they were patted down by security personnel and asked to show identity cards. Armed guards stood outside church buildings and patrolled nearby areas. Authorities are also considering reopening church-run schools this week. The Sri Lanka bombings were carried out by a local radical Muslim group, and Islamic State has claimed responsibility. The group says it has established a province in Indian-administered Kashmir. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
A pilot for Myanmar National Airlines is being praised today. The pilot safely landed a passenger plane at Mandalay International Airport using only its rear wheels after the front landing gear failed to deploy. Local media say there were no injuries among the plane's 82 passengers and 7 crew members. Video of the landing shows the plane touching down, its nose kicking up smoke before coming to a halt. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.